Hello. I would like to ask you please to introduce yourself first and then we'll continue.
So my name's Dr. Tony DeGazin. I'm the regional manager for City and Girls. Yeah. I look after the Middle East, North Africa and Europe. And City and Girls is 142 years old. Wow. It's a royal charity. Our president is Princess Anne. And we provide a passport to work around the world. So if you complete some of our qualifications, be it in dental nursing or pharmaceutical hygiene or so many different things, hospitality, chefing, childcare, construction, anything, you tend to find that people are able to use that certification, go to Australia or Canada or the UK. So it's very transportable. The key thing is to get the right skills to get a job.
Great. And could you just tell me, for example, a student from Iran or Iraq, how could he come and study? How should he apply? What's the opportunity? More about the details, please.
Sure. So it's quite important to know that we're the awarding body. So we manage the quality of those programs. And it's our centers who provide the training.
Yep.
And so through people like GEMS, who have a network of training centers, they can approach those centers, complete a City and Girls course, and inshallah, if they're successful, they'll get the certificate.
And how the future of someone who studies with you, with this course, is like they come to GEMS and then they finish and they get the certificate from the rewarding body. What's the future? I mean, an image for a student,
sure,
applicant here.
So City and Girls is works in about 28 industries. It's got about 600 qualifications.
Wow.
So you name it, it has something in it. Aircraft operations, police and security, construction, renewable energy, you name it, it's got something in it. So you can actually become a chartered engineer just by doing City and Girls from zero to hero.
Yep,
so it's all outside of a university. So for instance, and as an example, we have a very good institute here in Dubai that do chef training.
Yep.
People come from all over the world to do that chef training there for 6 months. Then they get placed in five-star hotels like the Atlantis or the Jumeirah Group. They work there for a year or so, and then many of them want to go to Canada or Australia, and that tends to be the way it works in international.
So it's actually kind of pathway. They study with you for 6 months. Normally it's few months or
this. It could be 6 months, it could be 1 year, it could be 2 years.
2 years.
Depending on the project, the program, and depending on which industry. So remember, 28 industries. You go to our website, you'll see, load of them, you don't
I
want
see.
To
see. So they study that and then they can find the jobs.
Yes.
But there is a good chance just to
very
find
practical, it's all vocational, it really we're geared to getting people work. Okay, that's the whole thing that we do.
So what I understand is if a student comes and study, I'm an applicant,
yeah,
there is a good chance that he finds some his job in future and he'll get paid. So it's kind of pathway to work in Canada, Australia, many other countries.
We work with a lot of big employers. You name it, we probably work with them, be it in air industries or energy or public services. So we're very well known. Particularly, to be fair, wherever the British Empire was, we tend to be well known. But absolutely. So it's a passport to work.
Fantastic. And we've got a lot of students, applicants, who think it's kind of a dream to work in other countries.
Okay.
But my final question is to ask, please, give a message to the ones who've got the dream to work in other countries, like an applicant from Iran, who wants to study or work in Canada, in UK.
Yeah.
What's your message for these people?
Well, I think you have to follow your passion. By following your passion, focusing on the skills that you want to develop, go ahead and get qualified in that particular profession and you'll have a really good chance to go to those countries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. No
Thank
problem.
You.